Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mike Tomlin asked about the run game.
You know, I don't know, man. I'll let you guys keep talking about that. You know, it was better today. We'll keep assessing it. You know, we're not going crack that nut with the first swing. It's going to take continual work and effort on our part to continue to work on our warts, and that's not our only wart. It's just the one that you guys choose to recognize.
That's fair. He can get mad at us for continuing to talk about it, but it is a wart. Although, you make a great point, Jim. They had 110 yards on 24 carries before the three Mason Rudolph kneel downs to end the game, which is 4.5 yards a carry. It wasn't anything explosive. The longest run of the day was 25 yards by James Conner. They were able to get in the end zone on the ground once with Benny Snell. Anthony McFarland didn't look all too hot, but I mean, it was enough of a running game that I don't think, again, unless it costs them a game, the inability to have some confidence in the run game late in a game, I don't know if I necessarily am going to, like I said earlier, bite my fingernails down to nubs over this.
No, but, you know, Connor, it's funny because that when the Steelers, we've seen plays that are designed to go outside that just don't work at all. And yet Connor, a couple of times yesterday, including once, well, he reversed his feel. That was a little bit different. But there was one play where it looked like it was meant to go, say, off tackle, and a guy committed too soon and whiffed on him, and then he just turned it up. He just turned it outside and made a nice gain out of it. You know, we'd love to see more of that kind of stuff, but it does seem like the inside yards when they, you know, the old, well, when we have to run it, we need to run it when we have to run it. They're still not really able to do that. And yet, you know, for Tomlin to get snippy about it, I mean, I don't blame him. Usually a lot, I shouldn't say usually, sometimes I think when you get short answers and you get irritation on the part of the coach or the player that you're asking about it, that means that they're ticked off about it too. And Tomlin brought it up a week ago at his news conference before the Jacksonville game, I think it was.
The preemptive
that
strike,
game where he just
imagine.
Launched a preemptive, our running game needs to get better soliloquy.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the O-line because they've kept Ben clean three games in a row. Now they can pass block their tails off. They haven't run block very well. I don't know if it's the rotating backs. I don't know if it's the play calling, like you said, these inside runs and then stuff. I don't know. I think it's a little bit of everything, but again, it hasn't been to the point yet where it's cost them a game, so I'm not going to worry myself to death over it, although I still want to see them close out a game on the ground. We'll see. We'll see how much it starts to factor in against better teams like Baltimore and Buffalo and Indianapolis in the last third of the season or so. So we got this video texted to us or messaged to us, Jim, from a listener who was at the game down in Jacksonville. And you remember the point in the game where Juju Smith-Schuster got hurt late in the game? Or I guess it wasn't that late in the game. It was third quarter. It appeared to step on a penalty flag, and we joked earlier, it looked like a dad stepping on a Lego because immediately he hops up and he hobbles to the sideline. Well, somebody sent us this video. It's at Fan Morning Show on Twitter. You can watch it for yourself. It definitely looks like he didn't necessarily step on the flag. That didn't cause the injury. But as he was stepping over the flag, he rolled his ankle pretty significantly, it looks like.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. I just retweeted that as well. So, like producer Matt pointed out in the tweet, we have eyes everywhere.
We do.
So thanks.
The Fan Morning Show has
sent that in. Yeah. So I maintain that if this, and I know that it's a short week, but it will still have plenty to say when it speaks to us. That, you know, you don't want to rule him out for Thursday, but you know, if there's any chance of aggravating an injury, or if he's not, you know, close to 100%, then I don't take a chance. You know, and I know the old thing is, if a doctor says he can play, then he can play. And I guess I agree with that. But, you know, in an instance like this, you would think that they would err on the side of caution, as they say.
Well, yeah, this is part of the benefit of starting the season 10-0 and building a cushion in the standings, is that you don't have to put a guy out there at less than 100% if you don't want to. And that would, especially on a short week. And if Juju is less than 100%, then, and that ankle, the way he rolled it, I understand now why he was limping so significantly on the sidelines. Then I have no problem with holding him out, even if it is against the Ravens on Thanksgiving night and everything that'll be pumped up about it. They've got a lot of weapons to use in the receiving game. Ben has been good at spreading the ball around. Juju yesterday had 4 catches on 5 targets, but Deontay Johnson was the man. We've seen Chase Claypool be the man. We've seen Eric Ebron be the man. James Washington is in the mix. Ray McLeod had 4 touches yesterday as well on offense. So they have the horses that, if they want to sit Juju down on a short week, I have no problem with that whatsoever. Your thoughts as well, welcome on that. Again, you can go to @FanMorningShow, watch the video for yourself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.